Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic
hits. Hi, Niall. My husband keeps hassling me to get a part-time nanny bestroke babysitter. I've been freelancing since my baby was born, and now that my husband is back at work, juggling it is a bit trickier. Ultimately, though, I only need an hour or two a day to do it, and my auntie has said she can take him in the morning. My mum retires in October, and she said she can come over every other week and stay overnight and give me a bit more time for working and rest. My husband and I are finding things a little bit of a struggle. Baby is lovely, but having a quite intense phase. But his belief is that inviting a stranger into our home so early on will solve everything. And that's not shared by me. I've tried to explain this and that these are my boundaries. Once becoming very upset, but he keeps bringing it up. I went as far as to suggest he cuts his hours a bit in order to give me a little bit more time, but he instantly shuts down this idea. He thinks I could take on more work if I got a nanny, but I'm not that bothered at the moment, as the baby is so little. We also don't necessarily need the extra money right now. We're some of the lucky few, I suppose. I'm starting to feel very distanced from him. He works full-time, but I'm the high earner. Oh, yeah. Before having a baby, I only worked 2 days a week. It feels as though he has started to see my job as an inconvenience, despite how good the money is. I do almost all the night feeds. My husband takes the baby in the evenings after work, but he seems to resent this. He seems to think that he deserves more rest because he's in a full-time job in an office. Maybe he does. He is still so little and was preterm as well, so it just feels very uncomfortable for me. Am I being unreasonable to not want to leave my baby with a stranger so soon? Yeah. I think there's a lot of facets to this email. I get the husband is feeling a little bit emasculated, because obviously she's earning more than he is. And for a lot of men, not all, that can be quite overwhelming if their partner earns more than them. That's because it's a new thing, I suppose, over the last 20 or 30 years. So for a lot of men, that can be quite difficult sometimes to handle and to deal with. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. Of course there isn't anything wrong with it. But for some men, that can be difficult to deal with. They don't feel that they're providing. He doesn't want to give up any part of his job. And it seems nor does she. But she's demanding that because he gets less than her, he should go part-time. And, you know, look, if she's cut out, well, she's freelance, so she has her own hours, so she's cut her hours to some degree. She could work a lot more and make a lot more money, probably. And maybe that would benefit her too, if they got a childminder or a nanny or a babysitter. But in her eyes, she does not want to give the child to a complete stranger. Is she being unreasonable, demanding that he cuts his hours and cuts part of his full-time job to pacify her? The number is 087-188-0008. Maybe you remember that time when you went back to work again and you had to get a nanny or a childminder or leave the baby with the lady up the road. You know the lady up the road? Everybody knows the lady up the road. The lady up the road who looks after 3 or 4 kids on the road. She's a kind of stranger to you. Do you trust them? How did you feel leaving your baby in a creche with complete strangers? How did that feel? What was that moment like? Was it difficult? Or is she just being unreasonable? Let me know. The number is 087-188-0008. Linda, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Linda?
Hey, Niall. How are you?
Linda, you know, a lot of people go through this. It's not a big deal. A lot of people have to leave their babies with strangers.
No, not really. No. Not strangers, no. Like, I have 3 kids, and the first time I got a babysitter was when the baby was 2.
Okay.
Because I wouldn't trust anybody. You don't know who the strangers are. You know what I mean? You can't take that. And I agree.
Well, I assume you vet them. You don't just, I'm not saying just some randomer on the street. Like, I'm assuming you know who, well, I say they come recommended or you vet them or something.
But I'd never go through any like that. If I wanted a babysitter, I'd ask a close friend or a family member. I wouldn't ask anybody else.
Now, she does say in her email that that could happen to some degree, but her aunt and her mam, who's retiring in October, might be able to help to some degree, but still not everything. So she obviously doesn't have any other family.
Yeah, see that?
Mm, yeah.
No, I wouldn't go back to work. I wouldn't. Not after the baby's 6 months old. The baby's still tiny.
Well, then is she right to say to the husband, you should give up some of your work and look after the baby because I earn more than you do anyway?
Of course.
Mm.
Definitely, because it takes two to tango.
Oh, it does take two to tango.
Do you know what I mean? So yeah. You can't put all the thing on the woman staying at home. The man has to come as well.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Help her out, like.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Right, okay.
So
she's right.
Definitely, 100%.
If she doesn't want to leave the baby with somebody, she's right. But is she just being... I mean, because people leave babies with creches and strangers all the time.
Yeah, but that's them. Everyone is totally different, you know?
You just wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't, because God forbid if, say, I had another baby, a six-month-old, and I asked an agency or something to come in and look, and something happens to your child, you'd never forgive yourself, Niall, never.
But you can't be thinking like that all the time.
But that's the thing, when you become a mother,
That's like saying when your child gets to 13, well, I let them walk over to the shop on their own. Oh, no, if that happened to them, I'd never forgive myself.
You can't be
constantly thinking like that.
No, but as a mother, you always have that in the back of your mind. No matter what, you always
Of course you do. But still, you have to allow other people or give other people a chance to prove themselves. Otherwise, creches wouldn't be any business for them if everybody thought like that.
No, see, the most people that put kids in creches are people that have jobs that, you know, two of them work so they can, and they have no family.
Mm.
You know, I was lucky, I have a big family.
But he works too, he doesn't want to give up his career.
No, but he doesn't have to give it up, just cut a few hours. As his wife or girlfriend, she makes more money, so
yeah.
The money problem's no big deal, do you know what I mean?
Do you think he has a bit of a problem with that? Because some men, and not all, but some men could have an issue with the fact that their wife earns more money than them.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, you think there might be going
to be. It has to be. Yeah, you know, like, I'm the macho man. I need to earn more money than you. Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't think all men are like that, but I do know some men who would be like that, and they would be highly insulted if they thought they were with somebody who earned more money than them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Even still in this day and age. Yeah, of course.
Mm. Let me go to Ali as well. Ali, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Ali?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good, Ali. I mean, is Linda right?
Look, I think 6 months is very young to give your child to someone you don't know. I mean, was this discussed before they had the baby, what the long-term plan was?
Clearly not. Clearly not.
You know?
No.
I mean, I'm all for... I work full-time. My partner works full-time. I do a mixture of creche and, you know, family.
Leaving your baby with a stranger, how dare you, see, Linda?
Yeah. Yeah, Linda. But I will say, I took a year off on both of them.
Right.
So I took the extra unpaid leave at the end and then the parents' leave and all the other bits and bobs.
Yeah, the unpaid leave, yeah.
Offered.
And what was it like?
Very young.
What was it like the first time you handed your baby over to a stranger, so to speak?
Well, look, I put my little girl into a creche and she started doing her, you know, kind of a few hours, like an intro thing. And she loved it.
Yeah.
She loved it. I'm all for letting them, you know, go to other people and build up relationships with other people. And it makes them more outgoing and they're not going to be clingy. But 6 months, I think if I didn't have the year and I had to do that at 6 months, I think it would have been an awful lot harder.
Could you have done it?
Well, if I had to have done it, I would have had to have done it. I think I was lucky that I was able to do it and I had it all pre-planned that I was going to do this and I had my spot in the creche and all that. But I do think 6 months is very young. And, I mean, if they've been able to do it for the last 6 months, can they not just extend it out even for another 6 months and maybe she will feel in a better position then?
Well, she doesn't want it. She wants to go back to work. You know what I mean? So... She wants to go, you know, she obviously was out of work for a good period for the 6 months and now she's back in work and she's kind of trying to juggle everything and he has a full-time job. She has a job that pays more, but she doesn't have to work as many hours. So they're obviously not intersecting properly. So there's a few hours missing during the day where neither of them are there and she's asking him to basically go part-time to help out. I mean, is she right, Ali?
I do kind of agree with her if it's coming down to the money aspect and they can have a better life and work less hours if she works a few hours and he works less hours.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it comes down at the end of the day to the baby. Will the baby be okay with someone that they don't know? Has she ever left this baby?
Clearly
not. For the last 6 months, if she's had this baby stuck to her, that's going to make it even harder. But I think they really should have thought about this before, you know, getting to this point where they're obviously arguing over it and they haven't made any decisions on it.
You would imagine, by the way, and I'm assuming, Linda, when you had babies first with your partner, I imagine you kind of discussed all this kind of stuff, did you?
Oh, yeah. I told him, if we're in it, like, there's no I in team. Do you know what I mean? That's what I said to him.
There's no definitely. I in team, yeah.
But when he was working full-time, he went part-time. His boss let him go part-time 3 days a week. So that gave me a dig out as well.
And then
when the kid then was a bit older and I was grand then, yeah, he went back full-time.
Oh, okay. Okay. But
I think there needs to be a bit of give and take here. I guess that she obviously wants to go back to work in one way. She doesn't want to leave the baby with somebody. So, I mean, she can't have it both ways here. Either she stays at home and minds the baby and he works, or, you know, she goes back to work and he reduces his hours slightly. But, you know, they have to come to some sort of compromise here. If she doesn't want to put the baby into creche or give it to a stranger, in inverted commas, they have to come up with some sort of plan.
Well, see, he's happy. He's happy to give the baby to a stranger. You know, he's saying, why can't we just get a childminder? And that way we can both have the best of both worlds, but she's just not having any of it.
Well, I think she has to give it a go because she can't have the baby beside her for the rest of her life either.
Mm. See, Linda, just give it a go, Linda.
Give it a go.
You wouldn't have gave it a go, Linda. She wouldn't.
No, see, as I said before, my babies are miracles. You know,
they're all miracles, Linda.
No, but see, I was told I could never have kids, and then I had three, so they're stuck with me like glue. I won't let no one have my kids. Maybe that's just me being selfish. See?
Are you like a helicopter parent?
What's that?
Where you hover around all the time and never leave them anywhere.
No, I leave them, no problem. Like, get out, go.
Have you never heard the term helicopter parent before, no?
No.
They're the kind of overprotective, hovering over the top of them all the time, watching everything they're doing. A lot of modern parents are helicopter parents. Our parents weren't, because, of course, you know, we were thrown out on the streets at the age of 3 years of age, you know, to deal with life ourselves. And I'm sure you were, Linda, too. I mean, we were all just chucked out.
It was great fun.
Yeah, well, then why would you not let your kids have the same great fun that you had, the bit of freedom you had when you get older? Because you sound to me like, and I'm not, by the way, I know you said there are three miracles because you were told you couldn't have children and you had three of them, and that's great, I'm delighted for you. But do you think that you might be a little bit overprotective as they get older then?
No, see, when they were younger, I was, as you say, helicopter mum, yeah. But now my youngest is 11 and my oldest is 17, so they do what they want to do now.
Oh, well, that's grand. Oh, right, that's a long time ago. Okay. They're rare.
Yeah. In the mornings, I say, get out.
and you didn't stop them, like the 11-year-old now, would he be allowed out on the street on his own?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah,
she's not that bad, Ali, after all.
No, she's not that bad. I have a nearly 6-year-old and a 2.5-year-old, so I'm not at that point. But I would, when they were both babies, you know, I would be passing them around because I didn't want them to be clingy. And I wanted them, at the point that I knew they'd be going to a creche or something, I wanted them to feel comfortable going to a creche.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be the one where they were climbing onto your legs and screaming and holding onto the door frames and have to be pushed in.
Do you remember you both remember? Ali, how many children do you have?
Two.
Two. And you have three. So I'm sure both of you remember when you had a baby first. And I always remember my first son as well. And you're completely over the top, overprotective. Every time I remember my son Curtis, every time he went out and even touched a bit of dirt, he was brought straight back in and his hands were washed. Every single time. And my mother used to say, will you let him get dirty? He needs to pick up bugs and diseases. And I got to stop.
My man used to say that too. Let them get dirty. They need the good germs.
They need the good germs. The good germs.
Well, mine both don't like having dirt on their hands or their face. I never instilled it into them, but they hate it.
Yeah.
They'd touch something and as soon as it's on their hands, they're straight in. Oh, clean my hands.
Oh, they would have been great during COVID.
Yeah, I think the littlest is used to that. Anytime he sees one of the hand sanitizers on the wall or even a light switch that looks like one, He's gone over to put his hand under because he's a COVID baby.
he's a COVID baby.
He's just instilled in him now to put hand sanitizer on his hand every time he sees one.
And he probably thinks that every human being wears a mask.
Doesn't see faces, just masks.
All right, listen, thank you very much to both of you. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Amy, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Amy?
I'm not too bad now, Niall. How are you?
I'm good, Amy. So in relation to this particular story, do you believe that... Excuse me, I nearly had a sneeze there. Do you believe the husband is being unreasonable or the wife?
I think the husband. I think you both decided to have a child.
Well, this is it. It takes two to tango, doesn't it? They say all the time, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think, especially now with the way things are going, if she's the higher earner, I think it's whoever's the higher earner.
Yeah.
Definitely, you want to get what you can. You know, we've said it here, myself and my partner, we split our hours between us. We don't have to get childcare.
Okay.
Now we've friends and family to help us out when we need it. But I do nights, he does days.
But is she being a bit unrealistic to, you know, to suggest that she's not going to leave the baby with a stranger? Because at some point, if you're working parents, which they both are, and they always have been, clearly, well, then that conversation should have come in as well, because they don't obviously have any relations apart from the aunt and the mother who can do it now and again. That conversation about leaving the baby with a stranger, be it a creche or a nanny or a babysitter, should have happened.
Yeah, I'm sure there has to have been a conversation about what, you know, what's going to happen when you go back to work. Like, you know, we talked about that and we did say, depending on how things are, because I'm the higher earner, what I'm paid, I get paid more per hour than he does.
Okay.
So we've said, but he works more hours than I do.
Yeah.
At the minute. So I was like, we've said that if it ever came down to it, that he would stay at home and I would go, I would work full time.
Yeah.
Because I would be the higher earner and that would make the most amount of sense.
I do get the impression in this email, now I could be completely off skew here, but I get the impression that he works in an office job 9 to 5 full time, and she works freelance and makes more money than him for less hours. So she's obviously got a better job to some degree.
Yeah.
But in saying that, a lot of men, not all, wouldn't bother me in the slightest, but a lot of men would have an issue or still have an issue with their partner earning more money than them. It's a kind of old fashioned thing, isn't it? I suppose.
Some I've never got that.
Yeah.
Like, I really haven't. Like, I'm like, you know, a wage is a wage.
Like, but a lot of men feel intimidated by, there's this thing that men feel intimidated by a successful woman.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we don't have that here because he works in Aldi and I work as a home care assistant. So
right, okay.
There's neither of us in any, like, sort of a well-to-do job, you know, like, big. You know,
mind you, you should be getting a lot more money for what you do, Amy.
Oh yes, definitely. We went on strike recently looking for more money.
There was did I see in the paper only today in relation to home care assistance that there is going to be a rise given or money, extra money given? Was that in the paper today, Ruth? Was it? I think Ruth mentioned.
Well, that depends, because if it's HSE carers, then we won't get it if we're I work for the Irish Wheelchair Association, so we're a not-for-profit.
Right. Okay.
So we don't get. It depends on. If it's just HSE carers getting the pay rise, then we won't get it.
You won't get it, okay.
No, and that's what we're looking for. We're looking for equal pay to be paid as much as the HSE carers, because we do the exact same job.
It's not unreasonable, is it? No, certainly isn't
unreasonable. No, request. Definitely not. Like, okay. But look, that's a whole other topic.
It's a whole other topic. Okay, so,
but no, I think
sorry, Amy, do you have children yourself?
I do. I have an 11-year-old and a 2.5-year-old.
Okay, so when the first one was born and when you were both working, I mean, did you ever have to leave the baby with a stranger?
I did. I was a single parent when I had her. I was on my own.
Okay.
And I went back to work when she was 2.
Okay.
So I did. And my mother, fair play to her, I was living with my mother at the time. And she took her. And then she started creche and my hours opened up more. But after that, then she was in after schools or she was, you know, when I got my own place.
Yeah, so this, I mean, a creche is a stranger, essentially. But in saying that, now this baby's only 6 months old. Would you have been able to do that at 6 months, hand the baby over to a creche?
I think it's not about whether you're able to do it, it's whether you have to. You know, you have to make that choice.
It comes down to it, doesn't it? Yeah.
It comes down to whether you have to or not, and you have to trust, you know, and look at, you know, you can interview, you can ask, you know, there's loads of parent groups out there, you can ask for recommendations, you know, of creches, of childminders, or, you know, somebody who'll mind them in your own home, somebody who, you know, like that, put them into a creche.
Or the lady down the road. There's always a lady down the road.
Yeah, or a neighbour. It's sometimes like that you might have a neighbour that you know, that you get on really well with that's at home, that they might, you know, they could take them.
Yeah.
You know, I'm lucky that I have a good network. As my mother says, it takes a village, and I have a very good village.
Absolutely. Well, I think Irish people tend to have a good community around them. They always do, don't they? Okay, well, stay there. Let me go to Oksana. Oksana, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing?
I'm very well, Niall. How are you?
And I bet you I'm pronouncing your name wrong.
Yeah, no, you're pronouncing it perfectly.
Okay, thanks. Oh, I'm glad I got it right for a change. Oksana, do you believe the government should be doing more?
Yes, absolutely, Niall. 6 months, a 6-month-old baby to be put in a creche and to be separated from its mother, it's absolutely crucial. I experienced that and I never wanted to experience that again.
Okay. And so what supports, I mean, you have maternity leave is 6 months, essentially.
It's not enough, Niall. It should be, like, I'll give you an example. I'm originally from Republic of Moldova. They have 3 years.
3 years?
3 years.
I know Latvia have a year, I think, or Lithuania have a year.
3 years. You can take off work 3 years, which government is paying you 2 years and 2 months out of them 3 years.
So, and then who pays you for the rest? And you just take the rest unpaid?
No, it's up to you. You can go back in that time, 2 years and 2 months, or you can just stay another 10 months.
So you get 2 months and 2 years paid maternity leave.
Exactly.
Amy, are you listening to this? We're all moving to Moldova.
Well, I don't think so.
I wouldn't do it. Then I'm the other side of it. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do that long at home. I enjoy.
Why would you go out of your mind?
I'd go out of my mind. Yeah, I love my children dearly, and that's why I always say I love my children. Would not give them up for the world. But I'm going on holidays on Saturday for a week on my own.
Oh, without them.
I'm going on my own.
Oh, Oksana couldn't do that. Sorry, Oksana.
It doesn't have to be 3 years. If women could at least have a year or a year and a half, it's more reasonable to put a child in a crèche.
But what? Okay,
I'm going to
take the alternative argument. Not that I don't agree with you, Oksana, right? But people are listening today and they're going to say, is Oksana mad? Is she out of her head? I mean, for God's what do you need 2.5 years for? I mean, 6 months is enough to bond with the child. I mean, what do you need that amount of time for? That's what they're going to say.
It's not enough.
It's ideal. Because a year, usually by a year, they've done all their first.
Yeah, but sorry, Oksana, I get that, Amy.
Enough. It wasn't enough for me. I've experienced that. It was crucial to me to put my baby at 6 months old in the creche. And I was also breastfeeding, and it was absolutely crucial. I couldn't do it. And I was so lucky at that time that my partner didn't mind. So he just said to me, look, this is not working out. I see you suffering. Just leave it. And I was also lucky that at 6 months, when my baby was 6 months old, my position was made redundant in the company that I work for. And I was so happy that that happened.
You were so happy.
I mean, my colleagues were so sad. I was delighted that I was made redundant. So I did.
So you got a few quid, yeah.
I think the option for a year would be enough.
Like it would be perfect.
You can go back sooner if you want, but a year, I think, would be ideal. But then you look at America, like in America.
America's like 6 weeks.
6 weeks, yeah.
Well, it depends on what state you're in, yeah. It depends on what state you're in. Yeah, they just like to get back to work and do things. but I have heard women. Now, I've heard women like Oksana as well who would, you know, particularly if they're breastfeeding, they want to do extended breastfeeding, they want to go past 6 months. But I've also heard women like you, Amy, saying, I couldn't wait to get back to work. I was going out of my mind.
Like that, I breastfed both of mine. Like my little fella, I breastfed. Now, it's terrible. I know people do it longer, but I'm very much the ones to get teeth.
I'm trying to remember. I have three children. You think I'd remember. What age do they get teeth at? What, 13 months, 14 months? No.
11 months, mine got.
I did the 6 months with my little fella, but I genuinely, it wasn't a lack of not wanting to keep going. I physically couldn't keep up with him anymore. He was a big baby, and same with my daughter.
Ah, yeah. Now, once they've teeth, they start chawing on us then.
he was such a hungry baby, I'd have had to have him permanently attached at that point. So I was just like, no, he's going on salads.
Oksana, it's been lovely. Oksana, by the way, how long are you living in Ireland?
21 years, Niall.
And would you ever, do you miss Moldova?
I do miss it, but my home is here now.
Okay.
Okay.
No, because it is a beautiful place as well.
It is a beautiful place, yes. Okay. It is.
Thank you, Oksana. 2 years and 2 months the Moldovan government give for maternity leave. I can see people planning their holidays or to move to Moldova to have babies now. Ah, there you go. It's not all sweet. It's nice. The grass is not always green around the other side, as they say.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.